So yeah, genius moves. The genius really comes from those people that have given to the business. I think that's fair. I would love to take credit for all of it, but that would be ridiculous.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent, for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking, and strategies to elevate your results. For more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier for your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. And to get new episodes of Elevate directly to your inbox, sign up at eliteagent.com/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam here. Today we have the privilege of speaking with Peter Hoymans, the founder and CEO of Melbourne Real Estate, or MRE. Peter started MRE back in 1992 at the young age of 18, and this year marks an incredible milestone, over 30 years in the real estate business. From its humble beginnings as a specialist in apartment project sales, MRE has grown into a full-service agency with more than 80 dedicated professionals. And known for their innovative approach and commitment to excellence, MRE now manages over 4,000 properties and continues to set incredible standards within the industry. So, Pete, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Sam. Good to see you.
Well, amazing to see you too. I don't think we've seen each other in a few years, at least since you were on the cover of one of our magazines.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
And you haven't aged a day.
That's very kind, but I definitely have. I think it was 2016, so.
Yeah, I think that one particular shoot will go down, and some of the younger people, you know, might not have seen EPM around back in the day, but that shoot will go down as one of the best, I think, that we ever had on the magazine. It was just incredible with your whole team and.
Yeah.
Yeah, really lovely.
We had the fantastic James Braun, photographer extraordinaire, we still use him today for our shots, and he's just very particular, and he sort of said, we're doing it, we're going to get a warehouse, and he had people on stools and people up ladders, and I remember the shoot. I think that one photo took about 4 hours. So
yeah, it was amazing.
Everyone was very cranky by the end of it, but it was, thanks. I'm glad you remember it because it was worth the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. So this year marked your 30th year in business. And I mean, look, Melbourne real estate is not just famous in Melbourne, but throughout Australia. Well, I'm glad you're on the podcast. I feel like it's taken me 30 years to get you here.
Yeah, I have. Sorry about that.
I know you're a busy man, but congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you.
18 years old when you started Melbourne real estate. So can you share a bit of the story for people that don't know you on how you came to start Melbourne Real Estate and what inspired you to enter the real estate industry at such a young age?
Yeah, okay. So actually starting MRE at 18 probably wasn't quite accurate. I probably was more like 20. I actually, from school, I went to uni to do commerce and went to Monash, and I sort of got 6 months into that and thought, no, I definitely don't want to do this, sitting in the lecture theatre listening to all of inelasticity curves and whatever else jargon they were talking. I remember it. So I got out of that and I did a bit of labouring for a while. Then I saw a job advertised real estate sales and I thought, you know, I reckon I could do that. And at the time, so this would be, I think this would be 89, just before the sort of big inflation and the crash of 89. The fellow that did my interview said to me, he said, oh, look, you're a bit young. Come back in a year or so. I said, but I don't want to. And he said, no, you'll have to come back in a year or two. But I went away and then I thought, no, you know what? I'm not taking no for an answer. And I actually pestered him. And Leighton Clark, his name is, he does sometimes look at my podcast. So if he's there, you know, hi, Leighton. He's a great first mentor, that's for sure, at 19 or 18. Yeah, so I took a job selling house and land packages way back then. And we were selling, you know, a block of land was $20,000 and the house was 20. So it was 39 grand for a house and land out in the eastern suburbs. It was like, when I think back now, wow, they're all $1 million there plus. So that was the initial start. And I did that for about 3 years. Then I jumped over and actually worked for Central Equity for a little bit of time, which was the off the plan, I think, piece that I saw, which was great learning at the time because they were like the very first back in the day, you know, 30 years ago. Plus 30 plus years ago, selling into London and Singapore. And yeah, I think it just struck a chord. And from that point on, I thought I would have a go myself. And I don't know why I came up with a name. I can't tell you, Sam. I just thought, oh, Melbourne State, it would be a good name. And I was like, oh, that won't be available. I think I've told the story before. I went to ASIC and the lady there said, oh, no, that name's been registered for 80 years, but it expires tomorrow. And I'm not kidding. It was literally, and it was just this stroke of luck. And so I went back the next day and registered the name. Had I been a little more savvy on the internet, I could have got a better URL, because our URLs of melbournerealestate.com.au is very long. But in the 90s, people were like, the internet will never catch on. I remember it. And the .com bust in 2000 proved it wasn't going to catch on. But, and the rest is history, you know, of course. But yeah, that's the very, very start. But I worked, you know, at the time listing and selling like everybody does today in the game, and sitting in people's homes at night and having a glass of wine with them and telling them why I was their man to get the job done, and then doing the opens. And back then, no smartphones. We would take turns on changing the cards in the window for the window display. Telephone calls took three times as long because you had the old dial phones. You had a little paper Rolodex, and it was very manual compared to today.
Do you remember your first listing?
I do. I actually remember my first listing was a block of land. It was a half an acre block. It's a street in Belgrave called the street is actually called the Serpentine. It's called that because it's this sort of zigzaggy road that goes all the way up this hill. It's quite a steep bit of land. And I listed that block and I sold it within a couple of weeks. I remember this really lovely old lady called into the office and she wanted to build a little sort of artist's hideaway. So working out in the valley in the hills back then, you had a four-wheel drive because half the blocks you were going to see or properties were unmade roads and that type of thing. So I remember sort of driving onto the block and actually signed the contract with her on the bonnet of the car. I remember that because it was, again, it was paper contracts, paper authorities, a bit of carbon paper so that you could give them a copy. Yes, I actually can't remember her name, which is bad. I should be able to remember her name, but I remember her face and I remember the deal and then going back to the office very excited. It was only, I think it was the first or second week I was in. So that was a good little start to get going.
Yeah, amazing. And as I mentioned, MRE is celebrating 30 years this year. So let's do a bit of a walk through history. What are some of the key milestones and achievements that really stand out to you?
Yeah. So we started our first office out in the Yarra Valley, actually, because I grew up in the Yarra Valley. And I remember meeting an agent in town. I had friends in South Yarra, Richmond, and I would come into town quite often. I met an agent in town and he said to me, now, why don't you move in town and sell? And I said, why? And he said, because out there, everything's 80 grand. Everything in here is 250,000. And he said, it's the same amount of paperwork. Well, I remember thinking, actually, yeah, that's actually quite true. And he said, and it's three times the fee. We were, of course, back then we were at cap fees, roughly, I think it was 2% regulated fee, something like that. So I made the decision to open and come into town, which was really, it was huge. It was like scary as anything. You know, I came from the valley. I rented a house in Richmond. I actually worked out of my spare room for quite a few years, selling stock for builders and developers just around the South Yarra, South Melbourne, Richmond. So there was a couple of, probably my first really good listing in town was in Grange Road in Toorak. And I got an introduction to quite a wealthy, prominent businessman in Melbourne, still is actually. And he was building 15 luxury homes in Grange Road. And it was listed by a major agent. It was listed by Kane Burton at the time. And I think their authority expired. I'm not sure. Whatever. I ended up meeting this guy thinking I really don't have a chance in hell. And he said, you know what? I'm going to take a punt on you. And he gave me a go. And lo and behold, I sat on that job morning, noon and night, spoke to people, spoke to the neighbours, and I got a couple away. And then he was like, great, I'll extend your authority, and ended up selling the project out. Then when I was sitting there one day, a silver Ferrari pulled up and a really sort of, you know, well-dressed guy jumped out and said, you know, who are you? What's going on here? And blah, blah. He said, well, I'm a property developer. How have you gone selling? I said, well, I only got one left. He said, come and see me, and gave me his card. And that was a really formative moment, because this guy was building towers, and then the next thing you know, I'm selling his stuff, his stock. I went from individual houses to selling 15. So those townhouses back then were $2 million each. So I sold 15 of those, which was a big deal. And then his projects were all between $40 and $100 million in value. And I've gone from selling houses in the Yarra Valley from 40,000 to selling townhouses for 2 million to selling buildings for 50, all in about 4 or 5 years or less. So it was pretty, when I look back, I think it was quite a fast thing. Yeah, actually, I was pretty blessed.
Did that sort of success so quickly have an impact on you?
Definitely. It was interesting because in 2000 and let's say one or two or three, selling big blocks of apartments of 50 or 60 wasn't really so much a thing as it is today. So I really just probably took it a little bit for granted, if I'm honest. And every time we finished a project, we'd get another project, and then the word got out, and then I'd have other developers calling me. So at one point in time, I probably had about 5 or 6 really good, well-heeled developers wanting me to sell their stock, which led probably to the other, you know, really formative moment in the whole foundation of our business. And that was, I was having a beer with a mate of mine at the London Hotel in Richmond. And he was a lawyer doing business internationally. And he said to me, you know what, I'm going to Dubai in a month or two. You should come over with me and start selling stock to Australians in Dubai. Those were his words. And I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. And I just threw caution to the wind and I thought I'll go and have a look. And I bumped into a couple there, a fabulous couple who I actually had gone to school with her, unbelievably. And they'd set business up over there. So in the end, they became sort of like a partner and opened a lot of doors. And look, at the peak of that experience, I would literally fly up there. I'd check on the model. I'd check on 50 contracts. We'd hold a party of 100 people. I think about it now, and it's a bit surreal. We'd get 100 Australian expats. Well, actually, normally in a garden setting. And we got access to those people via Austrade, the Australian government trade arm. And they would send the invite out. Property presentation. It was Barracon was the developer at the time. And the thing that was really interesting was they were making US dollars. They were being paid in US dollars. So if you think about it, and the exchange rate was around like 60 cents, something like that. So a one-bedroom apartment, let's say it was a $40,000 Australian deposit, it was only about 25,000 US for them, or a few months' pay. So they were really cashed up, and really they were making money tax-free over in the Middle East, wanting to bring it back home. They all were quite young people, a lot of air hostesses, pilots, that type of thing. And yeah, I sold a lot of property up there. And that was another, that really gave us a boost. And, you know, it was myself and my longstanding and wonderful, amazing PA, Ann Rogers, who everybody knows. And then it was like, we were so busy. I would come back with 40 contracts. So, you know, it would be $25 million in sales, which I would do that in 3 weeks. So I was a bit tight, and most of those involved drinking. So I'd get back after 3 weeks of champagne and contract signing, a little bit worse for wear. And then it was Anne said, oh, maybe we should get a few people to help us. And the next thing, we were sort of 5 or 6 people. And then, of course, as the project started to settle is when the property management opportunity arrived.
Yeah, I mentioned at the top of the show more than 4,000 properties under management now. And I think everyone looks at you guys as the gold standard for property management, I mean, Australia-wide.
That's very kind.
And we've written things about Melbourne real estate over the years. You always seem to be at the front of innovating, like whether it's extra paid maternity leave or technology.
Yes.
Or there's always something going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, there is.
What are some of the things that you remember over the last 30 years that had a major impact? Like, our theme for Elite Retreat is genius moves. So
yep.
What were some of the genius moves that you think you made to get to where you are now?
Yeah, okay. Well, firstly, getting from where we were to, I think that Yeah, you go back to the Dubai thing. I was talking about setting up a little office over there in 2004, or whatever it was, 20 years ago. That was, now I look back and think, gee, that was ballsy, but it didn't really feel like it at the time. I think really moving to a position in my head where we had employees and we were going to have a team. And at that point, that felt very confronting. So we appointed a business coach. His name was David Brown. He's a fantastic guy. He coached us for about 2 or 3 years. David Brown, he said, if you're going to build a team, you need to use Caliper, which anyone who knows me well knows I'm a devotee of the Caliper profiling system. And if you don't pass the Caliper test, really, you don't get into MRE, which just helps us to keep it tight on the right people having the right skill sets. So I think putting him on as a business coach was a really great move. I remember at the time, the cost was extraordinary. It was something like $50,000 for the first 3 months. And we're just, you know, this little small business. And I was like, wow. But I took the plunge anyway. At the same time, we bought an office in South Yarra, which was part of a building we'd sold for one of the developers. So that was all happening. We had the business coach. We had more team members coming on. We had an office under construction. It's funny because back then it was like, would you like 50 car parks with that? And we were like, no, we'll never need 50. Now we've got 75, I think. But we're talking an area of called Forest Hill Precinct. We were the first tower in the precinct. Now it's completely full of towers. So those two things were having a business coach for a long period of time, I think was really good for us. And then when we got to maybe it was 10 or 12 people, I had another friend who was a very experienced businessman and he said, look, you need a bit of help with measuring performance. And he said, you're just kind of like going through the days and just selling and you're not really tying down a lot of loose ends. So he came in and brought us a little bit of corporate governance. And that led to a phone call. I was driving. I was driving a road down in the morning to the Peninsula. I got a phone call. And I'll say the name. It was actually a phone call from Claire Varell, recruiter. And she said to me, I've got a guy you need to meet.